Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Before we begin today's episode, I'm going to spend a few seconds telling you about our Patreon, where you can support the show. It's patreon.com/anewwinter, and you get exclusive podcast episodes, and you can donate even a dollar if you want, but everything you give will help me be able to spend more time working on the show. patreon.com/anewwinter. If you don't have the money and want to help, then great. Please rate and review the podcast, because that really does make a huge difference. Thank you.
Winter culture.
Hi guys, welcome to a new winter, Cults and Culture. And here with me again today is Dan.
Hello.
And we're going to be going through another episode of Hit and a Shit, which is a re-edited format of three hits and a shit. And we've just decided to condense it a little bit more. And we're also going to be doing each episode with a new theme. And Dan, what's the theme for this episode?
Theme is just some current stuff, some popular songs that you've enjoyed in recent weeks, and just some of the naff rubbish gash that's come out as well.
Lovely gash. So let's get straight into it. I'm going to listen to your one and decide whether it's a hit or a shit.
That was Tame Impala with the track Breathe Deeper from their new album, The Slow Rush. Are you a fan of Tame Impala?
No. A lot of people are. I'm not, but I really liked this song.
Okay. So I haven't actually caught up with the band until now. And I thought, well, with the new album coming out, good chance to check them out. And I just hated it. I hate the whole thing, the whole album.
Yeah.
So it was a struggle to actually pick one song, but just all of it didn't like. To me, honestly, there were times I was listening to this track and I thought, this could be Gary Barlow.
really?
If he'd been... maybe this could be the new Take That album. If they've twinned him with a new, young, trendy, kind of like vaporwave producer.
Blimey, it's quite a damning critique, isn't it? Fucking Gary Barlow.
But I don't know what their older material sounds like, but to me, nothing here has any teeth, and it's all very...
Yeah, well, I don't think of them as having teeth. I mean, you would have heard some of their stuff on adverts and all this stuff before, and that's the stuff I don't really like, so... So weirdly, like their hits or whatever, I'm not really that big a fan of, but some of the album stuff
you know, that I've listened to, I'm like, kind of see it. But strangely, with that track, I was like, yeah, this is more kind of what I wouldn't mind hearing. And yeah, you didn't like it.
No, this was the first shit of the year.
Wow. Well, 2020, here we go. okay, well, let's move on to my first track and let's see what you think.
Just goes to show that the blood you bleed is just the blood you own. We were a pair, but I saw you there. Too much to bear. You were my life, but life is far away from fair. Was I stupid to love you? Was I reckless to help? Was it obvious to everybody else that I've fallen for a lie?
Right, go on then. What do you think?
Obviously, I've heard of Billie Eilish, and this was the first time I've had an opportunity to listen to any of her music, and I didn't like it, but I thought it was all, it was actually quite well done. I can see why people like it. It's very bland. She's got a very bland voice, and the string part was quite sort of stodgy, a bit cack-handed. But overall, it's quite a good track. Sounded like it could be the music for a Bond film.
Yeah, that's because it is.
Oh.
That's the... So that was No Time to Die by Billie Eilish from the forthcoming film No Time to Die, starring James Bond, Daniel Craig, because it's a James Bond film. Yeah, so this made a lot of headlines and news because she's this like hot new thing over the last 12 months, and I don't mind the music she does. I like the fact that it's a little bit weird, and it's all a little bit like, I quite like the attitude behind it, which is a bit like, ugh, like, you know, whatever kind of thing, and a bit lazy almost, but it's actually produced really well. But this track, I was just like, oh my God, it is so nothing. It's so boring and I hate it and it's lame. and I was thinking, yeah, it's that whole thing. I think it's always difficult if someone asks you to write a Bond, you know, Bond song.
Yeah.
Because there's certain criteria you feel like you have to like hit to
Absolutely.
Do it. And it's like, and what people expect. And it's like, I'd like to if she'd just done something fucking weird. You know, rather than something that's just like actually sounds commercially viable, but obviously, you know, that she has to do that for it to be a Bond song, because it's like the producers and the audiences will want to just hear something they've, you know, people don't go to see James Bond to see something different, do they?
Totally. My response kind of validates it in a way. I honestly had no idea that is what it was, or that there's even a Bond film coming or anything, so... it kind of hit the mark, fulfilled the brief.
Well,
in that respect,
yeah, it did, really did. So success in one way, failure in another. cool. Okay, well, let's listen to your, what I'm hoping, well, should be a hit. And
here it comes.
Check it out.
I'm not afraid to
was interesting.
Dan Deacon.
Yeah, who's that?
Apparently kind of caught on about like 13 years ago or something.
Right.
Online, and then he's been doing wacky, weird synth kind of stuff. And then over the last 10 years, I think he toned it down a bit more. But I've only really just started listening to him off the back of this album, and I was actually confusing him with Deacon, the Animal Collective member.
Right.
And I was kind of, because I've been hearing about Dan Deacon in the last few years, and I've just been going, oh yeah, it's that guy from Animal Collective, not that bothered. So I listened to this and I just really, really liked it. I thought it was great.
Okay, interesting. I don't think I liked it.
Oh Lord.
Sorry.
What I liked about it was, well, it's nice to hear a song that is genuinely uplifting without being sort of cloying. And I've listened to the whole album now, and it kind of reminds me a bit of Mercury Rev, especially their album Deserters songs, but with the kind of like early 70s synth of Mort Garson. There's like a, you know, a cult album called Plantasia, and there's a lot of stuff that feels like it's lifted almost straight from there. Mm. So I thought, yeah, that's quite interesting couple of influences to blend, whether or not he's aware of them or not, I don't know.
Yeah.
But yeah, it took me by surprise.
Yeah, it's... Yeah, it was interesting. I wouldn't have thought it's a kind of up your street, but it was quite happy and nice. But I think, you know, I'm okay with it. I've listened to it. It's gone through my brain, and I can put it to bed. Rest assured, it's nice and safe. I'll put it in the drawer. I don't think I have to take it out again. Okay, Dan. Well, let's listen to my one and see what you think.
Okay, here we go. Obviously, like 80s stuff is very hip right now, but that really did sound like it came straight out of like 1988.
Mm-hmm.
And I liked it. It walked a bit of a tightrope. It was right on the line of being a little bit too poppy and a little bit saccharine for me. But then I think the chorus really helped me to fall in the camp of liking it.
Yeah, you're right. It does kind of toe that line where it's like, this is starting to get a bit poppy, like a bit kind of indie for me. But it just manages to not quite, I don't think, like step over that line. And I think it has that kind of, you know, bedroom pop, Aerial Pinky kind of fuzz to it, warmness. Which I quite like, and I quite like the guitar sounds, and I just think, you know, it's just got a nice sound, a nice vibe to it, which is, again, it's a little bit uplifting, I suppose, but it's just a song that I've listened to this year that I've quite enjoyed and always come back to.
And it's by Daywave.
I should say it's called Daywave.
Daywave. Is that a typo in Spotify? Is it Davey Wave?
Gay Dave. No, that's different.
Danny Wave.
Yeah. And I don't really know anything else. I think it's just one guy. Davey Wave. And I haven't really researched him, so I should do really, because I'm sure there's a lot of cool stuff there. But I just quite like the sound.
So there you go. Anyone listening, get out there, check out some Daywave.
Daywave, indeed.
Hot new hot tip.
It's a hot tip,
right? New winter.
I've got one big hot tip, and it's, you know, it's pointing at this Dave, wavy Dave. So that's it. That's our hit and a shit each.
Yeah.
For 2020.
New music to enjoy and avoid.
Exactly. And it's up to you which way you want to go. Like your life, like everything you do in your life. I'm not talking just to you, Dan. This is just to your audience.
We try not to be too prescriptive, do we? You know, by all means, people can take our recommendations and comment on them.
Stick them up your ass. Yeah, true. you can email us at newwinterpodcast@gmail.com, Twitter, Instagram, New Winter. You can go to patreon.com/newwinter. You can like us, subscribe us. It's not even a term. Subscribe to us. Leave a little nice little comment on Apple Podcasts or Stitcher, wherever you listen to this. And to try and recommend it to other people. That'd be nice. Dan, where can people find you?
On Instagram, Dreadful Discs, where I post pictures of my record collection with little commentaries.
Tasty. And that's it. So see you on the next one, guys. Bye.
Bye.
Winter. Culture.